you want more respect and confidence, you gotta raise yourself to a higher consciousness. Being a gent is not just clothes, it's not just status, it's how you carry yourself and become established in fashion and business, lifestyle, etc. Hear interviews from experts, get advice to better you. Sit back, relax, grab your headphones and settle in. This is how we journey in the life of the gentleman. Hello, gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. This week, we have a very exciting episode planned for you, and we are so glad that you took the time out of your schedule to tune in. You know, before we get started, kind of whetting your appetite for the show, first, let me give you an offer. This is a free offer for the audiobook or the ebook version of The Life of a Gentleman. All you have to do to pick up that copy of the book is go to thelifeofagent.com and download your free copy. It's that simple. Now, let me tell you about what we have planned today. Today we have something very exciting going on because we are going to be talking about a subject that a lot of guys need to hear about, and that's becoming an overnight success, debunking that myth. You know, there's a lot of people who say it took them 20 years to become an overnight success. And as we dive into this conversation, you're going to see why some people say that. And so if you're on this journey of entrepreneurship, we want you to understand that there's going to be peaks and valleys. You know, we've been discussing that and talking about that, but also realize that sometimes your breakthrough is just around the corner and that it takes a little bit longer than you might be thinking at times. You know, everybody is in a want it now society. You know, they call it the microwave society, where it's only going to take them 30 seconds or 1 minute to achieve their goals. But that's not how life works. And if you're going to be a true gentleman and fight through that, the success is right over the horizon. I guarantee you that. So look forward to that. And then also we have a exciting interview with somebody that started their own brand, and they've been in the fashion business for about 10 years now. Talking about Mr. Osric Pilgrim. He comes to us with a brand that is centered all around the sport of cricket. It's kind of like baseball. It's very popular overseas and in the Caribbean. And you'll see just exactly how popular it is on a worldwide level as well. It is a very popular sport, but the brand is surrounding that. And I think you're really going to enjoy that. And also, you're going to have to get a chance to check out their website, because the polos and the style that they have is really out of this world, and the quality is second to none. So I am very happy to bring on Mr. Pilgrim. He'll be telling you about his brand. And without any further delay, let's dive into the show.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman's podcast. Today, we have a special guest on the line for you. We are going to be talking with someone who has been through a lot, overcome a lot of obstacles, and started their own brand. And this is no ordinary brand. This is going to blow you away. Everyone will want to learn more about this at the end. Welcome to the show, Mr. Osric Pilgrim. How's it going?
Yay, how are you doing? How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for having me.
Oh man, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, it's funny, I hope I don't put anybody on the spot, but man, I gotta give credit to your wife. She reached out to us and told us about your brand, man. That's a phenomenal woman you have.
Right. She's something else. You know, like I said, she shocked me with this one. She normally does, you know, stuff like this, and you know, she felt and always said that, you know, you have a story, you know, and the world should know, you know, and it's inspirational. And I would say, okay, I guess.
Yeah. Now, okay, before we get started, I'm just going to tell everybody the name of the website, and then we'll let you get into your story a little bit, tell everybody a little bit more about yourself. Now, everyone listening, the website is osingredientscricket.com. That's osingredientscricket.com. There's a story to that, I'm sure. We're going to get into that a little bit more as we move forward. But Osric, yeah, tell us about, you know, just take us back, and then we'll move forward up into the present.
Well, I'm going to just let the listeners know that there's no such thing as I can't do it, and I can't overcome, and I cannot succeed. I cannot excel. Early in my life, you know, in my teenage years. I got involved with illegal drug activity. Unfortunately, it led me in a place what normally happens with individuals when they go down that path. And this was in the early 80s in New York City, you know, the early 90s in New York City, where drugs were infesting neighborhoods, and the idea of making money, you know, that way was great. It was almost infectious, you know, very hard, you know, to move away from, you know, as a result, you know, that put me in a bad situation. During that time of reflection, I realized that, you know, it was necessary for me to turn this around and turn it around in a big way. You know, when I was younger, I felt I was always a kind of a grandeur individual. You know, I was a guy who had the best clothes, you know, had cars and jewelry, all these things, you know. When I said, you know, this has to change, I had to do something that is impactful, you know, and this was the birth of the OYC brand.
Yeah, you know, thanks for sharing that story. It's an amazing story, but it does speak to the human spirit, how, you know, things can turn around and change. And you've done a complete, you know, turnaround and taking your life on such a positive trajectory. You know, take us through that. You know, let's leave the past in the past. I mean, it is an amazing story, but, you know, what's even more amazing is what you're doing right now and the brand that you've created. I've got to ask a question right off the gate, though, because, you know, when I mentioned the website name and I said Cricket, you know, everybody's, you know, people might be thinking, what is it, insect? Or what are they talking about? Cricket? You know, what, explain that a little bit.
Where I got the concept from, my grandfather, you know, and I don't know if the listeners can hear that I have a Caribbean accent, somewhat of a Caribbean / New York accent. You know, I am from the Caribbean, and, my grandfather was a cricket enthusiast. You know, he was known for purchasing property and watching cricket, you know, and he loved the sport. You know, he loved the sport. You know, and he was and is my hero. I said, you know what, let me take my grandfather's passion and let me turn it into something. And what I noticed, you know, in my research is that cricket is the only sport that men dressed very well. You know, I don't know if the viewers or travelers, you go to the Caribbean nations or India or even England or South Africa, you would see lustrous grass, you know, and guys out there on the field with all white on. It has kind of an aristocratic feel to it, the sport of cricket. So I said, let me roll that into a brand, you know, and here we are today. It's been extremely challenging. You know, younger individuals come up to me and ask me, how could I start a brand, or I would like to start a brand. The first thing I would tell them, you're out of your mind if I want to do that, because it is extremely, extremely challenging, but it's extremely fun. It's a beautiful, beautiful industry.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's a way to be creative.
Right.
And if you're a creative person and you're a dreamer,
right,
then starting a brand is for you. The thing I love about your brand, it really does embody the look and the feel of the sport of cricket. And
thank you.
It gives off a real preppy vibe. Makes me think, you know, it's along the lines of Brooks Brothers or something like that. And I mean, if you go to the website, guys, you're going to be blown away. And the quality just looks amazing.
Yeah, you know, I always say that, you know, when you're selling things, you know, via your web store, you know, you try your best to give your potential clients, you know, customers, the best experience, you know, so you get high quality images done. But I'm telling you guys, you know, the images, to me, you know, it's okay. You know, you have to feel this product. You got to feel the certain fabric, you know, and some of the pieces on the line. I'm going to pat myself on the back, you know, a little here. You know, it's good stuff.
You definitely can tell just from the presentation that you put forward. Let me ask you, about how long ago did you start the brand, and what's it been like since you started?
We incorporated the brand in 2009. Like I said, it's been extremely difficult, especially when you're trying to introduce something that is entirely different. You know, cricket is not known in America as much. You would have to been a traveler to see and enjoy just the sight or the imagery of cricket. It's been quite challenging. We have a lot more to come.
Speaking of that, what do you have up your sleeve for the near future?
We just dropped our performance collection. You know, I got to check that out. We have a lot of brands out there. They tell you that this particular fabric would keep you dry. You know, I'm telling you that we have a track jacket. It will keep you dry, you know, as well. Allow you to look fantastic while you're working out, you know. So we have just a few pieces on that performance collection. We have more to come. We'll be dropping another three or four pieces coming up. You know, it's going to be very exciting. Richard, and what you're doing, you know, you're very inspirational, because I'm looking at what you've been doing, you know, with your brand. You inspired us to dig a little bit more deeper, you know, and get these sports coats going, you know. So hopefully before the winter is over, we would have a few sports coats, you know, lined up with some interesting details. We'll blend very good pieces. Throughout the brand, we have a lot of pieces coming. We have a lot of collabs coming.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that. I mean, just some of the items that I picked out on the website, the sweatshirt, a few of the t-shirts are just, the design is just so unique. And I have a question about that. You know, your mascot. Could you kind of describe that for us?
Okay.
How did that come about? I'm curious.
That guy is kind of my alter ego. You know, this guy, Preppy, his name is Preppy, he's a kangaroo. This mascot is not only a fashion item that we're going to have, we're going to blow out a lot of, you know, sweat hoodies, and we have hats, we have t-shirts. It's a lot more to come with Preppy ties, pieces like that, very kind of Preppy-driven pieces. But the beautiful thing about Preppy is that my wife and I, we started a non-profit organization as Tomorrow's Change. Some of the proceeds of Preppy sales will go directly to Tomorrow's Change. And Tomorrow's Change is a nonprofit organization that provides, you know, the basic necessity for young teenage pregnant or young teenage women with children, or children who are lacking just the basic necessities. So we filtered out some of the proceeds to the org, you know, as a result of the sales. But Preppy's, you're going to see him in different locations at any given time. You know, he was in St. Martin over the summer, you know, at the beginning of the summer, actually. We're going to see him in London soon. We're going to see him in different places visually on the site. And then we're going to have a bunch of different ideas for Preppy. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, yep. It is real fun. He's a cool mascot.
Right.
Some of the items that stood out with him on there, I mean, it's definitely a conversation piece.
Right.
It'll get people talking. And,
right.
Hey, congratulations.
And let me say this, too.
Yeah,
you know, again, this is just not an image on a t-shirt. You know, we have a rayon cotton blend on this particular t-shirt. So this t-shirt will launder well. You know, you will be able to wash this t-shirt. And, you know, a lot of these t-shirts you pay a lot of money for, you throw them in the washing machine and it doesn't stand up. A Preppy tee will. You know, like I said, you have to have certain type of blends in your fabric so that it would launder well, you know, and this is what we made sure that we paid attention to.
No, that's a good point. I like that you mentioned that, because there's a lot of people, you know, I don't want people to think, oh, it's another t-shirt brand. No. It's far from that, folks. When you get on the website, you'll see exactly what you're dealing with, and this is high quality stuff. And just the creativity that you guys have put into this.
It really has
to be applauded.
I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, man. That means a lot, you know, especially when I see what you guys are doing. You know, like I said, you guys are extremely polished. We got a collab, man. We have the collab.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can see a collaboration coming in the near future, because, you know, I think I mentioned to you, I'll be out and around your way in about a month, and
right,
you know, I mentioned on the podcast before, we have some things in the works that are going on for some training for people if they'd be interested in some online learning opportunities. So I will actually be in your city, and it will be a great opportunity to get together.
Yeah, we gotta make that happen. We will make that happen.
Oh yeah, that's a definite for sure.
Yep, you know, this is what it's about, you know, in business, you know, in your early stages of business, you are only good as the people that you're around. You know, you got to make great collaborations. You know, you have to have individuals who take what they're doing seriously. You know, and if you take what you're doing seriously, this is who you would find. You would reach out this, and you would find these gems. You know, and like I said, Richard, this will be great. It'll be absolutely awesome.
Yeah, no, it definitely will, and it is something that will make happen for real. This is kind of more about the sport of cricket, just a little bit. So I'm assuming that you're still pretty a big fan of cricket.
I love the sport. I love the energy of the sport. My best player on the field is this Jamaican player, you know, Chris Gayle. You know, actually, we reached out to him some time ago, and, you know, when I spoke to him, and we were supposed to do a couple of things that could be in the lights coming up shortly. You know, it's a fantastic sport. You know, the energy, you know, people don't know, you know, they think because we're in this country, they think that football or baseball or enormous sports. But if you go overseas, you'll realize that soccer is the largest sport in the world. And guess what is next? Cricket.
Is that right?
Cricket is the second largest sport in the world.
Man, I never would have known that myself.
you know, like places like India, you know, in cricket and India is like religion. You know, the same thing like South Africa, same thing as like Australia, some parts of London, you know, the Caribbean is massive. It's a very competitive sport. And, you know, it has an air of breeding gentlemen. You know, the sport is a gentleman platform sport.
Yeah, it works well with your brand, you know, and it's funny you mentioned that. It's like if you think about polo, not very popular, right, in the U.S.
I mean, right.
I don't hear anybody that says they're going to see a polo match on the weekend.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
But the brand is blown up, and it's built around that vibe that the sport gives off. So you're kind of mirroring that with cricket.
That's the goal, you know, to show, you know, cricket in that light. You know, in the early days of cricket, it only the aristocrats were allowed to play this sport. It was only for the rich. When they came out to check out a game, you know, they were dressed in their best, you know, just like the Kentucky Derby. These people were dressed well. You're going to see that more in the brand as we go on. It's very important for us to make sure that individuals who are purchasing pieces from the brand, they feel like when they go out, they don't see everybody wearing what they're wearing. You know, so we're going to pull back, you know, on certain pieces because we want them to feel authentic. A lot more to come.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. And as things roll out in the future, we would love to have you come back on the show and tell us a little
Absolutely.
Bit more about what you have, and we'll keep everybody up to date on our collaboration as well, because, you know, like you said, OzIngredientsCricket.com, what it embodies, it aligns perfect with Harrison Blake Apparel, and we'd love to make this collab happen.
Oh yeah, right down the pipe. It would be fascinating, the things that we can do together, man. It would be fascinating. You know, and I think we have to hurry up. we gotta do this fast, man. You know, it would be fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds good. We'll definitely make that happen. Hey, before we close out,
sure.
Let everybody know maybe your Instagram and then your website so that they can jump on there and get something ordered.
Okay, the website is osingredientscricket.com. Instagram, it is the same thing.
All right, great. Yeah, and if you go to the website, there's a link there at the bottom for all their social media. So just go there, and that's a great hub for everybody to learn more. I'm telling you guys, once you get to the website, you're going to love it. We'd love to get your feedback on it, and we guarantee
Please.
You're going to love it.
We have a little surprise for you as well, Richard. We have a promotional code specifically for the podcast.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that is a 20% discount. The code is Basic Gent. You know, you just put that in, and you'll get a 20% discount on the basic collection.
All right, great.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's 25. I'm sorry.
25%. Hey, even better. We'll take it.
Okay.
Even better. 25%. So, guys, okay, not only do they have a great website, Osric was generous enough to give us a 25% off coupon code. Use the code BASICGENT at checkout. Osric, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Like we said.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, man. I really, really appreciate it. You know, like they always say, women are smarter than men. That is absolutely true. My wife set this up, and she was right. This was great.
Yeah. this was a great opportunity, and
I
really enjoyed hearing the story, and we wish
you
all the best. And
Thank
definitely,
you.
Hey,
really
we'll be in touch soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would you like to increase your style and enhance your wardrobe the easy way? I have just the thing. Harrison Blake Apparel offers a monthly subscription club for gentlemen. What you get is one necktie plus four additional accessories for only $25 per month. That's right, one necktie plus four additional accessories for only $25 per month. Use the code SEASON at checkout for $15 off your first month. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman's podcast. And today we are going to talk about a subject that I think everybody can relate to, whether it's an entrepreneur, somebody on the job, or other various parts of your life. But before we get into it, let's welcome Darius to the show. How's it going?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Glad we could connect and talk about this subject. You know, I think this is one that me and you have talked a lot about off air plenty of times, and I think it'll be helpful for people because all of us want to be successful in whatever we do, but sometimes we give up too quickly.
This is one of my favorite subjects in business because as we talk, I'll share some personal experience I've had with this. So definitely one of my, one of my favorite topics and something that's very important.
You know, we've all probably heard the phrase that took me 20 years to be an overnight success. You know, a lot of successful people say that. And I think it's true because a lot of us, like we said, want to start a business or get into something. And what happens is you're about 1-2 years deep into it and it's not exactly going the way you think it should go. Hasn't taken off as fast as you thought. And you throw in the towel. You never know, that breakthrough could have been right there. You just missed it, you know? So what advice would you give to somebody who is striving towards a goal, but that goal hasn't been reached yet, and it seems like it's taken a long time?
Stay persistent. Do not give up. Keep doing research on the field that you are trying to be successful at, and keep your head up through all the negative. I know we've talked about that before in business, but that can't be overstated. You got to get through the negative or the perceived down times and just plow through it. I know personally, I made the mistake of, there's a couple businesses I started in my early 20s where just kind of got a little discouraged, so I kind of stepped away from them. And I always think in my head, if I had kept those businesses, they could have been successful also. So stay persistent and just don't give up.
Yeah, I really like that one. You know, what happens is you could be right there at your breakthrough. You know, you never know when that's going to come. I can look back on some things too, even, you know, something as simple as a multi-level marketing opportunity. You know, people kind of scoff at those, but, you know, I think a lot of people get interested in them in the early 20s. You know, now that we're approaching mid-age, imagine if we would have stuck with some of those opportunities. You know, could have been paying really serious dividends at this time, but you get distracted, life gets in the way, and you just don't see the money rolling in. But a lot of times that's not how things work. You have to put in time. A lot of times it could take 5 years, 10 years, and then there's the payoff. So I think you got to have your mind trained to stick with it, keep the faith, as it were, be optimistic, knowing that at any minute you could bump into the right person or the opportunity that could blow the doors wide open.
Absolutely. I think another point here that's very important is in those down times or in those places where you're getting a little frustrated because it might be taking you a little bit longer than you thought, it's really important to watch your association and watch who you listen to, because that's when a lot of the naysayers are going to come out and say, yeah, you've been at this for a year, it doesn't seem to be working, you've been at this for a year and a half. Don't listen to that. You got to block out that noise. I call it outside noise. You got to block that noise out and just stick with your goal.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, even this podcast, you know, we started this up. It's been about a year now. There's been a few changes to the personnel, but we're sticking with it. I think that a lot of times, you know, especially doing something like this where it's media related, you don't get any traction at first. You know, my opinion is, you know, family and friends, it's only going to take you so far. I mean, you want some real listeners, you know, especially a venture like a podcast. So you have to stick with it, broaden the audience, keep putting out good content, you know, promote the show different ways you can. And, you know, listeners start to roll in. You know, I'm happy to say now we're picking up some steam. We have listeners from many, many continents, and it's exciting to know that there's somebody in Australia, you know, there's somebody in Germany that's listening to the show, enjoying the content, and now receiving feedback. It's starting to make it all worth it, you know. But if we would have stopped 6 months in and threw in the towel and said, listenership's really not growing that much, maybe nobody wants to be a gentleman, I think we realize it's not true, and it's working out well, so it's great.
Absolutely. And again, you plow through those first 6 months, and now you're seeing that success, so that's a good thing. My other advice too is set small goals and increments of time. What I mean is, you know, every 6 months, I should say, set a goal. That way you're not so concerned about how long it's taken you, you're just concerned about that next milestone. I think that's huge for your mentality. So I would definitely suggest for entrepreneurs out there listening, just set little 3-6 month goals of what you want to hit. And then if you don't hit that, try it again the next 6 months. But that way you're not so focused on how long it's taken you, but you're just focused on those little goals.
I like that one. It's kind of like, you know, people say, how do you eat an elephant? And, you know, it's just one bite at a time. And it's the way you got to look at it in business or any goal. Maybe it's even getting through college. You know, you're grinding through that coursework semester by semester. Some semesters maybe you can't take as many credits. Whatever it may be, you know, setting those small goals like you mentioned, it's a really great idea. A good way to keep yourself motivated, moving forward in the right direction, because that's really all you want to do is just be moving forward. And my tip is stay optimistic, because there's people that may come along that see you grinding, see your dream, believe in you, and these could be influential people that really could open up the door. And had you stopped just a month prior, you might have missed that opportunity to connect with them, and that would be just the opportunity that could change everything for you. You just never know who you're going to meet, so be optimistic and network, because there's people that come into your life at different times, and they present an opportunity to you, and if you miss that opportunity, your life could be totally different. It could be changed in a total different direction.
Absolutely. Another tip that I have is try, when you're beginning something, to do something you really enjoy. That'll help you as well, because you'll enjoy the process. I was thinking about musicians, that it takes them a long time sometimes to get any traction or any attention, but if they really enjoy music, they don't mind the time. Same with athletes and some other ventures, obviously. So if you're doing something that you really enjoy and can get into, that also kind of helps the time it takes to become successful.
That's a great tip, because a lot of people now are getting into entrepreneurship. You see it all over social media, Instagram. You see guys in private jets, swimming pools, and fancy vacations. It makes it seem so glamorous, like it's so easy. You know, you put up a open for business sign, and next thing you know, you're swimming in money and taking trips all around the world. It doesn't work like that. A lot of these guys in that motivational entrepreneurship space are selling a dream. And, you know, people are biting down hook, line, and sinker. It's not how it works, folks. Entrepreneurship can be exciting, it can be rewarding, and it can actually increase your income quite a bit. You can become financially independent, but it takes time. It's not, you know, the overnight thing. And what you said is just perfect, because if you're in this thing just to make money, you think, I'm going to start a business or become an entrepreneur, influencer, something like that, and just start charging brands and come out the gate thinking about money, 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 how much you're making. It's not going to last. You're going to fizzle out. You're going to get frustrated faster. But like you said, if you're doing something you love, it doesn't matter. You're going to stick with it. You're going to go after it, because that's really what you want, not the money. Really achieving your dream and your goal is what you want. So keep that in mind. Money will come. It just may take longer than you expect.
I like the phrase, find your success and the money will follow. So you find what you feel successful, what gives you good energy, what makes you happy, what makes you go, the money will come.
Yeah, and people hear that sometimes and they say, oh, that's cliche. But it's actually not. I mean, think about it. If you start a new business, that's just what it is. It's new. Nobody knows about it yet. So it takes a while for people to know who you are, and what you do, or do you really have the value that you say that you have bringing to the table. It takes time for advertising. Word of mouth is powerful. That takes time. People have to touch you, your business, they say 7-8 times before they're ready to make a purchase. So just think about that. That's not going to happen in a week. You know, those different touch points, or where they see you online, or maybe they receive a flyer in the mail, or whatever it may be, email marketing, you have to kind of drip on them 7-8 times before they're ready to make a purchase. Just realize it's like a snowball. It's going to grow, but just be patient.
And try to enjoy the process. Again, do something that you really like doing, so you'll enjoy that process, so it won't feel so long.
Yeah, I definitely think that's probably the main takeaway from this discussion, is that you have to enjoy it. Don't chase down this facade or whatever it is that's going on right now, being an entrepreneur. Akil came on a couple weeks ago and talked about how it's the sexy thing now. Everybody's an entrepreneur, you know. You give yourself this grand title, you know, CEO of this, that, chief marketing this, and they have, you know, all these long, drawn out titles and fancy business cards, and you come to find out it's just one guy in the corner office of his basement. But it makes it, you have to be realistic and realize you don't have to fool people into thinking you have this IBM, Google, Apple business that's going. It's okay to be a small business and start small and grow. Everybody that is successful started small. Nobody comes out looking like they're part of the big leagues right from the beginning.
Absolutely agree. So patience is key. And just to wrap up, as gentlemen that are going into business, be patient, set small goals, do something you really enjoy, and don't be afraid to be humble, as you mentioned. I like that point. You have to be humble at times. And sometimes, to your point, as I'm just thinking now, you might get help from someone that can really launch your business just by being humble about where you're starting and where you're trying to go.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You come across like a big shot or too big. Sometimes people don't want to help you. They think, well, why should I help them? They've already made it, apparently. They've got it made. Maybe they should help me.
Right.
You know, so you're missing out on opportunities by kind of overselling where you are with these big titles and making it sound like you have a staff of 25 people working for you when it's really just you and maybe a virtual assistant. Totally nothing wrong with that. So keep that in mind, because you don't want to miss these opportunities of receiving a helping hand, making yourself look so big and powerful.
Yes, that's a very good point. This was one of my favorite topics. I really enjoy this topic of business because I think it's important for everyone to know. And I can't stress this enough as well. Do not be discouraged out there. It's going to take time. So just stay at it.
They always say Rome wasn't built in a day, and it wasn't. Things take time. So guys that are listening out there, stick with it. If you love what you're doing, the money will follow, just like Darius had mentioned. So hopefully you enjoyed these tips, and we look forward to another discussion coming up real soon.
That sounds great. I will mention really quickly that I gave up on my singing career a little too quickly as well. Didn't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that. But maybe you can get something going for us so we can check out your singing chops and see if we can get that revived for you.
Well, my voice is too old now, but...
A likely story. Well, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. We are so glad you tuned in. Hope you enjoyed it, got some value out of it. Hopefully we're able to motivate you as well, because, you know, a lot of us get down from time to time when we're pursuing our goals, and we want you to realize that, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. Nothing happens overnight. You have to put in the work. You have to put in the reps. It's just like building your body. You don't go to the gym one day and walk out looking like a superstar. It takes time. So keep putting in the effort, and it's going to happen for you. Your breakthrough is just around the corner. Also, let me give a special thanks to my co-host Darius for joining and contributing so much to that discussion. And also a big shout out to Mr. Osric Pilgrim for joining us on the podcast today as well. You have to check out his brand. I think we covered it on the interview, but the quality is really second to none. So you're really going to enjoy jumping on their website and seeing what they have to offer. It is still time to get your nice polo look going, especially with a blazer. You can do that, and they have everything you need there. Also want to give a shout out, as always, to our producer, Deandra. She does a great job for us. And for everyone that's part of the Life of a Gentleman podcast crew, we thank you, the listener. If you could, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Doing that is really a big help for us. It helps us get this information out to people who may have never heard the show. And if you subscribe, you actually are able to get a new episode downloaded to your mobile device or your phone at 3 p.m. on Mondays. Every week, a new episode of The Life of a Gentleman. We're trying to be your one-stop shop for everything gentlemen. We're talking about it all: fashion, business, lifestyle. So guys, thank you so much. Until next time, take care.
Everybody has those days, I mean, you know, where you feel like you just can't do it any longer, like you're trying to reach your goal and you're not really achieving it yet, and you just want to stop and give up. But this isn't the end for you. You just have to keep pushing. We're all going to experience some kind of pain. We just have to fight through it. Realize that the breakthrough is right there. We just keep on working every day. Just keep grinding alive. You can't stop. We just have to keep striving towards that goal, thinking about where you want to be, because you know that you can get there.
Everybody has dreams.
There'll be no days when you feel like you
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.